And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And are you there? Hello, are you there?
I am here, as best I can be on this mobile phone.
And who are you?
I'm Dave Allen from Gang of Four, and I'm currently having lunch in Seattle overlooking the sound here.
Dave, thank you for being on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show today. We've been playing the Gang of Four for the past 45 minutes straight.
I think if all radio played Gang of Four for 45 minutes straight, we'd be in pretty good shape.
We played Paralyzed, Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time, I Found That Essence Rare, Cheeseburger, To Hell with Poverty. We played even the Is It Love dance mix. Do you remember the Is It Love dance mix at all, Dave?
I actually had nothing to do with that, so we'll continue talking about all the other songs.
And we played Natural's Not In, History's Bunk, Republic, and we just faded out Anthrax.
I heard the end of Anthrax there. That sounded rather good down my mobile phone.
So how is everything going, Dave? You guys played the Coachella Festival a little while back. How did all that go?
That was Sunday night, and we were special guests to Nine Inch Nails, and we had a hell of a blast. You know, there's like 50,000 people. It's quite a good way to kick off a U.S. tour, and you know, or a North American tour, I should say.
And you guys were playing up against the Arcade Fire, I understand. You were going against our Canadian friends, the Arcade Fire.
I didn't know that, because the festival is all staged in different ways. We were on the main stage, so I presume they were in a tent, and which is a real drag, because I love those guys. I'd like to have seen them.
Dave, the Gang of Four are coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tomorrow night to the Commodore Ballroom. John King is the singer of your band, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Who else is in the Gang of Four, just in case the people are wondering?
Well, we've got Andy Gill on guitar and vocals, Hugo Burnham on drums, and myself, Dave Allen, on bass and backing vocals. And that's four, right? Yeah.
And
John.
And Dave Allen, what does John King do? Does he only do vocals? I understand at one of your reunion gigs a while back, he was bashing a microwave with a crowbar.
Yes, he actually beats up any white goods, you know, electrical white goods that we can find as we come from city to city. Basically, road crew goes out and drags through dumpsters looking for abandoned refrigerators, microwaves, toasters, etc. And then during he'd send in the army, he beats the crap out of it with a metal bar, yeah.
What are you guys going to be playing tonight in Seattle, or what have you played so far on this tour?
We're playing pretty much, it's like 80% entertainment from the first album, entertainment. And you know, and then the rest is split across Solid Gold and a couple of we play We Live As We Dream Alone from Songs of the Free, and we're playing I Parade Myself from Shrink Wrapped, which was the very last Gang of Four album, I believe.
Dave Allen, how about yourself? You're the bass player of the Gang of Four. What is your bass looking like today? Is it the same bass that you used in your Shriekback days? The bass that says Fact on it?
It's exactly the same one. It's the only one I've ever had. It's something I've had a very long time. It's an original Leo Fender Music Man, actually, that's been customized, yeah.
And now, is that the same bass that you played on Entertainment?
Actually, no. On Entertainment, I had a hand-built custom bass by an English guy called Mickey Johnson. Oddly enough, I just got a photograph and an email of that bass from someone in Germany who'd bought it on eBay. It was stolen from me, so.
When was it stolen?
I think it was on one of the last Gang of Four tour I did, I believe. It went missing.
But since then, you've been using the Fact bass. That's the one you've used,
yeah.
All through the Shriekback days, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Dave Allen of the Gang of Four playing here in Vancouver tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. How important is the drumming in the Gang of Four? How important is the drumming?
Well, it's very important. I think anyone who knows our music, and obviously you've just been playing a lot of it, you can hear that the rhythm section and the way we'd work that out very sort of precisely. It was part of our trademark. So the drumming is hugely important.
When you guys first started the Gang of Four, is it true that you didn't want rock beats? You had certain guidelines that you went by?
We didn't have guidelines particularly, but we definitely wanted to avoid the sort of dinosaur corporate rock that was abundant prior to punk rock. And then we got labeled with that post-punk label, whatever that's supposed to mean. But I suppose it's pretty accurate, you know, if you want to talk about anything that came after punk.
I guess what I was thinking about Dave Allen of the Gang of Four was that I heard that Andy Gill got mad at you for you having your foot on the monitor because it was too rock and roll.
That's very interesting. I was, I've done a couple of Canadian interviews today, and both of those interviewers asked me the same question. And it's one of those wonderful sort of urban legend rock myth things. First of all, I don't recall putting my foot on the monitor. And Andy and I have talked about the fact that we don't recall having a huge fight backstage, but I think it should remain in the lexicon. You know, it should be something that comes up all the time when Gang of Four is discussed. Yeah.
Well, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, weren't there some words that you weren't allowed to use, like the word dollop? Didn't you guys say to yourselves, "We will never use the word dollop"?
Dollar.
Dollop. D-O-L-L-O-P. Dollop.
Oh, dollop. I don't recall there ever being a ban against using the word dollop. Do you, Andrew? Oh, Andrew seems to recall that, but I certainly don't.
Why was that? What's against the word dollop, just out of curiosity?
Let me ask him. What's the problem with the word dollop, Andrew? It's an easy shot, cheap shot. Because it's a cheap shot, he said. You know, it's a sort of easy...
An easy presupposition
is his actual phrase.
And we're speaking here to Dave Allen from the Gang of Four. If anybody has any questions for Dave Allen, it's 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And I was wondering, Dave Allen, how were the Gang of Four regarded by bands like Crass or Sham 69? What did they think of you guys?
I have no idea, actually. I couldn't stand Sham 69, and I think I made that quite apparent, so they probably said nasty things about us. I have no idea. And Crass, interesting outfit there, but I mean, being a bunch of anarchists sort of hell bent on trying to bring down the government, that was not quite our style, you know. I think we're a little more subtle than that.
When you guys played events like the Rock Against Racism or Rock Against Sexism, what bands did you play with? And what did the other bands think of you guys? And how did you fit on the bills? How did you fit in with all the other bands?
Well, I think that because there was a camaraderie, say it was, Rock Against Racism especially, I remember doing playing on the back of flatbed trucks with the Mekons, Delta 5, Steel Pulse, The Ruts. And the bottom line was, you know, we were pretty adamant that we weren't going to let a racist organization like the National Front get a foothold in politics. So, you know, going out on a demonstration with 30,000 people and performing during that was something that we fit into very easily. That's something we supported wholeheartedly.
I read something about the Tom Robinson Band. Do you remember the Tom Robinson Band, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four?
I remember their single, Glad to Be Gay.
And there was a little quote of them that said, of all the politically orientated bands of the era, The Clash, Stiff Little Fingers, Gang of Four, and whoever else you want to name, none was more political than the Tom Robinson Band. What do you think about that? How did the Gang of Four compare to the Tom Robinson Band in political situations?
Well, I think that Tom Robinson being an openly gay musician and singing about that, that's a personal and sexual political position that he was quite happy to be known for. Gang of Four's politics were a little less, race fist punching the air. We were more about the person political and how people feel they have no control over their personal lives on a daily basis. So that was the separation.
And we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Well, caller, if we cut you off, please phone back. 604-822-2487, UBCCITR, if you have any questions for Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, who are playing tomorrow night in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the Commodore Ballroom. Do you remember playing the Commodore at all in Shriekback or Gang of Four?
Yeah, Gang of Four and Shriekback both played the Commodore in the past, yeah. And I really like that ballroom. I'm really glad we're back doing it, actually.
A local photographer in Vancouver named Bev Davies remembers you guys backstage, the Gang of Four, in the Commodore in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and you guys were singing a little backstage song called Let the Record Company Pay. Do you remember doing that at all, singing a little song like that?
I do remember that one, yes. Let me remind Andrew. Backstage at the Commodore singing a little song we made up called Let the Record Company Pay. Yes.
What was that song all about, and will you be playing it all on Saturday night at the Commodore?
Sorry, say that again?
Will you be playing that on Saturday night, and what was that song all about, Let the Record Company Pay?
We're just dicking around, making shit up, and having a bit of fun, you know?
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, and we're speaking here live to Dave Allen from the Gang of Four, who are going to be playing in Vancouver tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. Earlier, I played the song Uniform, Dave. Is it true that that song was banned because of the Falklands War? Is that true?
That is true, the record came out, the single came out during the Falklands War, and therefore there was yet another banning of the Gang of Four. I remember the first time round, we were thrown off Top of the Pops in England for our performance of At Home He Feels Like a Tourist.
And
in that case, it was because we were talking about condoms, and of course you mustn't be doing that.
And now they'd want you to talk about condoms as opposed
now
to back
they
then.
They want you to talk about condoms. Isn't it a massive irony? See how far ahead of our time we were?
So you guys had your songs banned, a song Uniform. You were banned from the BBC, and you were also banned from playing Portugal because of the Pope?
Yep. They thought that we would be way too disruptive, so they cancelled our tour for us. Thank you very much.
What did you guys do instead of going to Portugal? What did you do instead?
I probably went down the pub.
And you are Dave Allen from the Gang of Four. And Dave, the band Hot Hot Heat, are you familiar with the band Hot Hot Heat?
Very familiar with Hot Hot Heat.
They had one of their songs banned as well. The song Bandages was banned during the Gulf War because, well, they were afraid it was Gulf War related.
Oh, how fabulous the powers that be really are, huh? It's pretty pathetic. Pretty pathetic.
And they are a Canadian band from Victoria, BC. And are they not going to be doing some remixes of your material? Are Hot Hot Heat going to be linked up with the Gang of Four?
Let me ask. Are Hot Hot Heat doing a mix? Yes, they are. They've already done it, apparently.
Let's hope they did a good job, then.
I trust that they will, being Canadian and all.
Yes, and Dave, maybe you could quickly, just winding up here, say a little bit about the perfume tree and your Canadian connection, or your connection to Vancouver, BC, because your old record label, World Domination, put out the Perfume Tree, which are a great band out of Vancouver a few years ago.
Absolutely. Perfume Tree were one of my favorite bands on the label, actually. And Pete and Jane are still, I still consider them very good friends. I don't see enough of them. I'm really looking forward to seeing them tomorrow night. And they have a new band now, right? I forget the name of it.
I think it might be called Chopper. I think there's a band called Chopper that Jane is involved with.
And wasn't there a Velux or something, or Velour? Oh, I can't remember now. They're going to hate me for this.
So, Dave, you'd mentioned you were kicked off Top of the Pops with the Gang of Four.
Yeah.
So, indirectly, who have you helped along? Whose career did you help?
Well, we didn't. We believed that Dire Straits were the ones who were... replaced us with.
So we're
responsible for the horrendous Dire Straits career.
That's what I was wondering. Have you had any contact with the Dire Straits and told them that, well, they owe you?
I have not yet, but I really should get hold of that Mark guy and ask him for some royalties, I think.
So, Dave, right now, after the Gang of Four, what will you be doing? Are you still doing World Domination? Are you still releasing bands yourself?
I actually sort of work pretty much for myself now. I'm self-employed. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I run a multimedia company. We do high-end web design. We manage bands. We just do a lot of music and film and internet-related stuff.
What other Canadian connections are there to the Gang of Four, Dave? I mentioned Hot Odd Heat doing a remix, The Perfume Tree. There's a band in Vancouver called Fuck Me USA. You sang Let the Record Company Pay. Is there anything else about Canada and the Gang of Four? Anything else you remember?
I don't actually know. I know that we always had a great time in Vancouver and Toronto. That's another great city. But nothing stands out. Do you have something in mind you want to remind me of?
Well, I didn't really want to remind you, but was there some incident with the Canadian border and you, Dave, of the Gang of Four?
Oh, yeah, well, I remember in Montreal, we turned up there. That was the last show I'd played with the Gang of Four, and we got to the border, and turned out our road crew didn't have the correct work permit, so we got deported back to London.
And that was the last show you did with the Gang of Four up until this past year?
Absolutely, yeah.
And Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, you mentioned Dire Straits and how they got huge after you turned down Top of the Pops. What was the biggest gig that you guys played in the Gang of Four? Was that the U.S. Festival, the US Festival?
It was. That was a huge festival. I actually didn't play that one. The biggest gig we did with the original lineup was in, I think it was at Gainesville University in Florida, which we headlined, and it was about 100,000 people.
In Gainesville? What was the circumstances for that gig? Like, who else was playing? Was it a festival?
It was like the University of Florida or something had put on this big festival, yeah.
Lastly here, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, playing Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. Do you remember Shane McGowan's band, the Nipple Erectors?
I do, and I clearly remember Shane McGowan being in our dressing room backstage in London at the Electric Ballroom in 1978 or 1979, being absolutely shit-faced drunk, and then he took us back to his apartment.
Because there was a quote from Shane McGowan, and he said this in reference to the Gang of Four: someone's got to save rock and roll from all those prats with synthesizers and university educations.
But he forgot that we have a university education, obviously, right?
But he was a friend with you guys then.
He was, yeah. In the early days, I remember he came to a lot of the London shows, yeah.
how did you interact with some of those bands? Like, they kind of had a mod connection. What did you think of, like, the Jam or some of those mod bands? Did you guys play with any of those bands? What were you dressing like back then? Did you guys kind of have that mod style on stage?
No, not at all. I'm never a big fan of those sort of cliquey things like mods and skinheads and all, you know. But the Jam, we played with the Jam at the Music Machine in London, and I couldn't stand them, to be honest. Paul Weller was a total prat. We couldn't have a dressing room because his friggin' wardrobe flight cases filled it up. So we had to sit outside. It was just like, you know, fuck off, basically.
What did his fans think of you guys? What did the Jam fans think of the Gang of Four?
I don't know. I don't know what the Jam fans think of the Gang of Four, but Andy just reminded me that Paul Weller is the most overrated musician in the history of English rock music.
Coming from the Gang of Four, who are playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And lastly here, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, the Coachella Music Festival that you played just a couple days ago, basically. What was it like seeing New Order? Do you have any Joy Division memories? Did it bring back any memories at all of Joy Division?
Well, watching New Order just made me pine for Joy Division. You know, they're an amazing band. They're crazy and a little bit out there. And I just thought New Order were a little sort of flat and boring the other night.
Did you ever have any plans at all to do any stuff with The Clash? Because I know you were a big Joe Strummer fan. Did The Clash and Gang of Four ever do anything together? Like, did you play a Rock Against Racism with you, or did you ever back them up?
I don't know. I have a question for Andy. Did we ever play with The Clash? No, we never played with them. We saw them a lot when they came through Leeds, where we lived. I think I saw them twice at Leeds University. We did? Well, Andy just reminded me that you thought The Clash was a bit too right-wing.
We're too right-wing for the Gang of Four.
Absolutely, yeah.
So was there anybody as left-wing as the Gang of Four back then, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four? Were you guys on the far left? Were you the leftist there was?
No. We never considered it ourselves to be, you know, more far left than anybody else. That was not our style. I mean, I think people who see us as, oh, that we're communists, we're Marxists and everything, they totally miss the point. And it just falls into the basket called lazy journalism. I mean, if they did their homework, they'd see pretty quickly that we never aligned ourselves with any politics as such. But we were supportive of left-wing causes, but we didn't consider ourselves a major left-wing band.
Dave Allen of the Gang of Four, Erg a Music War. Were you in Erg a Music War yourself?
Yeah, I'm the guy singing He'd Send in the Army.
What did you think about Erg a Music War? I think that's a great document, even as the splodge band in there.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing too. I mean, if you think about it, to have a whole movie that was uninterrupted music from top to bottom, just live show, for like 2 hours, yeah. You know, and of course, the great thing about that is it's got sensational moments that have been captured for eternity, but it's also got the sort of the boring bands as well, so it's a really good document of the time.
Are you guys going to be releasing anything like that at all on DVD? Do you have any archival footage of the Gang of Four? Are you filming your gigs these days?
We are filming our gigs and have been since we started in January, because we failed to do that properly the first time.
I think I read something about that somewhere.
Well, thank you very much, Dave Allen from the Gang of Four.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Really appreciate you phoning in to the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, and you are playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, yeah. British Columbia, Canada. Are you playing with anybody else? Is it just you? Do you have a backup band? Do you know?
Well, one of my favorite bands, actually just one of my all-time favorite bands, they're about 2 or 3 years old. They're called Menomina. They're from Portland, Oregon, where I live. They're on the tour, and then we have Radio 4 on the bill.
And we're going to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show here with Woman Town. Are you guys still playing the song Woman Town?
No. You know, anything that I haven't played on has not really, you know, there's only a couple of songs that I wasn't originally involved in, so my take was I don't want to do the older material.
How about Call Me Up? Are you on Call Me Up?
Nope.
How about Hole in the Wallet? Are you on A Hole in the Wallet?
I certainly am, yeah.
Okay, then we'll end with A Hole in the Wallet. What is that song? Already. What is that song all about for people to listen in? A Hole in the Wallet, Dave Allen.
I think it's our usual take on consumerism and personal politics.
Well, thanks very much, Dave Allen. Why should people care about the Gang of Four? Why should people care?
I don't know why people should care, other than our integrity and legacy is pretty solidly intact, and we're as good as we ever were, so we're just really enjoying being on tour and playing to brand new audiences wherever we go. Our audience is a lot younger than we'd expected, so we're really looking forward to getting up there to Vancouver, actually.
Well, thanks very much, Dave Allen of the Gang of Four. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot a loot do.
Yes, sir. I'll see you there.
Almost, Dave. Doot doot a loot do.
Doot doot.
Great. All right. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.